This is the point in the year in which we designate an official newspaper for the fiscal year. Coming fiscal year will be fiscal year 19. Clerk Langford is now opening the bids. Two newspapers, two bids, signed by the same person. So remind me, Mary, which one falls better with our advertising?
Roundup.
The Roundup. Because the Roundup is published on
Fridays.
The Examiner is published on Tuesdays, so in the past it's been more convenient for the clerk and our advertising
issues. Mr. Sherman, our first advertisement of the fiscal year is the budget. And to be able to get the budget published for our 16th hearing, it would have to be to the paper today or tomorrow, I believe.
Right.
And we can't be ready. We can be ready by Monday. And Monday's the deadline for Friday. But we can't.
Commissioner Noble.
That's probably a question for Mary. You haven't seen the bid, so I'm wondering what last year's. Is this up?
Same as last year.
It's the same?
Yeah.
So we need a motion.
Mr. Chairman, before we have a motion, I would be interested to know what the average cost is in the state for column inch for newspapers.
That would be good information to have.
I think it needs to be out there to so the public knows.
Yep, I agree.
That's my only comment.
Okay.
Can you find that out, or how much trouble would it be, or even within the neighboring counties?
Mr. Chairman, I did that work a few years ago.
Did.
Yeah, she did.
And I can do that. I would poll the clerks and find out what they're paying for legal.
Would you do that for us, please?
Yep.
That would be good. That information needs to be out there. Unfortunately, it will not affect our decision that has to be made today.
No, we have to decide.
Yeah. But if I remember right, a few years back, that neighboring counties ranged anywhere from 90 cents a column inch to, I think, the highest one was $8 a column. And I believe that was statewide. There was another over in Weston County that was the closest to us, and I believe it was somewhere around $14 a column inch. And our quotes here today are $16.75. But if we can have some updated numbers on that, Mary, that'd be great.
Well, we need a motion today.
We do.
Yeah, we have to do it.
We've got
to
get her done today.
But we'll get sued if we don't.
I would, Mr. Chairman, make the motion that we accept the bid from the Pinedale Roundup to be designated our official newspaper for the fiscal year 2019.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Yeah. It has been moved and seconded that we accept the bid from the Roundup in the amount of $16.75 per column inch. Further discussion, I will just put in there, Mary, can you give us a rough estimate as to how much money we spend per fiscal year on legals?
Hang on just a second. So, Mr. Chairman, I can tell you about the current year, where we are with expenditures and that type of thing. So printing and publication, this includes the support of our, like our copiers and that kind of thing that we use to operate the county. Our budget this year has been $120,000. We've expended $77,000, and that doesn't include, right now we're currently running like the tax sale. That's an expensive expenditure. But I know your minutes, they get published. Those are about $600 a month, or a meeting, I'm sorry, about $600 a meeting. So it's, and the only publications that are there are what we're required to publish by statute. So the minutes, we have to publish a list of our employees. There's a few things that the sheriff's office has to publish. So.
Any further discussion on the motion? There's a motion on the table. All in favor say aye.
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 Reluctantly.
Motion carries. All right. Public hearing, fiscal year 18 budget amendment and voucher approval.
Mr. Chairman, I provided you with a copy of the notice. And then there's another page that says budget transfer, and it's an explanation of that transfer for you. This is the year-end transfer of funds. There's two revenue sources, one being the unanticipated revenue for the general fund, the other being the unanticipated revenue for the fire budget. And you'll see the majority of the money of this $368,050.10 is fire money. The majority of the fire money is going to be the reimbursements that we got from the feds for wildland fire.
Yeah.
So if you recall, our firemen go and they fight fire, and then we submit those expenses to the feds, so to the forest, and then we get reimbursed. But we pay our firemen when they incur the work, as opposed to waiting for the feds, because it's at least 6 months before we get paid. So our guys have taken off vacation time and stuff like that, and it's a source of income. We've got a couple of professional firefighters in our county that's what they do in the summer, is they go on these fires, because we can send firemen all over the United States to fight. So anyway, that's kind of what that is. Just to review some of the money, the unanticipated money that we received. I needed to balance the county commissioner's budget, the special attorney account. That's because of the Vanguard representation that we've had. And we have spent $96,000 on that particular bankruptcy that we're waiting on a decision on an appeal in Texas. Consultants, the $43,000. We fronted the $43,000. That's the FNRPA money that we'll get for those two projects that we had, Joel, that we wrote the letters about earlier. We're not quite done. One was TNR and the other one is the Upper Green comments. So we have money to support those. Then you get into recycling repairs and expenses. A lot of those things are insurance payments back to us. And so we're putting those back to the budget. Detention prisoners board, we are getting paid by the state for prisoners that we're holding that should be in the pen.
but they don't have space for them, so they pay us by the day to hold their prisoners until they have space at the penitentiary for them. Most all of this is either reimbursement, the maintenance on vehicles and things like that. Those are insurance payments back on vehicle repairs. A lot of, you know, we tend to hit animals. So that's kind of what that is. Refunds, the coroner is a training refund.
Where would that come from? The refund for coroner's training?
They probably signed up for a training and didn't go, so they got refunded.
Oh.
Yeah. So these are all monies that have gotten paid back that are not part of the budget.
So we budgeted money to send them training.
Right, and we paid for it.
And we paid for
it. We paid a registration fee or whatever. And
okay.
Then, yeah, and then they refunded the payment. Sometimes these guys get funds from somewhere else to pay for those trainings. Like their association might pay for a training or whatever.
Okay.
So, yeah. Let's see what else. Treatment court drug testing supplies. We get paid for drug testing, so we put that money back in to pay for the supplies to provide the tests. The other items that are here, critical access hospital assessment, that's 77. That's the money that we have paid for the appraisal. We've paid Todd Hurd some money to cover that, so just to balance that amount.
That's what I have always, every year, trouble getting my arms around. Because it's not really money coming in. It's money we budgeted and didn't spend, or...
It's money we spent and didn't have money for.
Yeah, right. It's going back in the general fund because of what we already spent.
So it's not really revenue.
No, but I'm balancing the general fund.
Yeah, when I think of it in that context, I could understand it. When I think of it in the terms of money coming in, we didn't know we were getting.
Well, and some of it
is.
So the money,
some of it is,
the money, the unanticipated money is the source of funds. And some of that is unanticipated money that goes directly. So we got a payment from the insurance company for vehicle repairs, those kinds of things.
Yeah, those make sense.
But then there's other money that's unanticipated money that I'm using to balance accounts.
Okay.
Okay. Because you made a commitment to hire an appraisal.
Yeah.
We didn't have money for that.
Right.
So I have unanticipated money that's sitting out here. Like, I anticipated $5 million in sales tax, and I got $8 million. So I got some money.
That money to balance the books. That's
so I'm balancing. Yeah, I'm balancing the accounts.
Okay.
So, and these general fund ones are basically the ones that you guys have committed to during the year that we didn't have funding in place for. So, that's that Rendezvous Point addition. That was the hiring Todd to look at that addition again, which we've not gone out for. The $12,000 that we've spent on the Conservation District remodel. The Big Piney Airport, that money is what you spent on Todd to help them. And then the money that we've spent, that we've paid Rio Verde to administer the rocks on Skyline Drive. Now, we've also received money. We have an account where we're paying out of, but we've also received payments from contractors for rocks. So that's that. Then fire, of course, is its own budget. It's not part of the general fund at this point. So we're putting the payroll money back in, and the wildland expenses, that money is the money we get paid for the use of our equipment. So that money will get rebudgeted back into their capital fund for equipment. So we made money there. And then the other things are, again, refunds, repayments, those kinds of things. Okay. And I have a resolution, Mr. Chairman.
So we'll need a motion to adopt the resolution.
So I make a motion that we adopt the budget amendment.
Joel's got the resolution number there. If you would like to
make a motion on that.
Make a motion that we adopt resolution number 18-100332N, authorizing the transfer of county budget funds in the amount as stated, totaling $368,050.10.
Is there a second?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we adopt resolution number 18-100332N, a resolution authorizing transfer of county budget funds in the amount of $368,050.10. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
I need it next time we call it extraction state.
Wow. But it's
true. Do you have some more business for us this morning, Mary, before while we're waiting for Stephanie?
So, Mr. Chairman, I actually scheduled on there for you to approve vouchers right now.
Oh, okay. So you can get them out and get them paid?
Okay.
Yep. Let's do that.
We're under the crunch. We'd like to be able to.
All right.
Since we have a holiday tomorrow,
thank you.
We need to run the reports and we need to final the budget.
Excellent.
Thursday and Friday.
Let's do that then. Let's just go ahead and pay vouchers. We'll not do old business at this time. We'll wait until.
Oh, and I had a list.
Well, we'll still do it.
Oh, if I can't do it now, I'm not doing it.
They're not passing.
He can't do it now. He's getting a fountain. Not doing it.
I know. I'm not doing it.
You know what? Why don't you just go ahead and give us your old business?
No, I really haven't. That's why I said that.
I received in the mail the official PILT underpayment lawsuit class action paper.
Oh, it did. Okay.
So that is good. Due by September 14th.
Right. Matt
so
knows that.
I'll give that to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Did we ever determine what we should have received? You were getting someone. You were
short about $35,000 is what we figured.
That's it.
Yeah, but we have, there's no, we're going to provide all the legal counsel and everything to pursue the lawsuit. So there really is no reason not to.
What was the address on that? Why did that come to me?
I don't know.
Personally. I mean, why did that come to my personal email?
Okay, so it's coming from the United States Court of Federal Claims.
But
so,
did it come to a street address or a...
No, it came to the post office, box 1547.
Right, that's my personal PO box. I don't know why that comes to my personal PO box.
So where they must have found that associated with you.
Somewhere, yeah. That's odd.
Yeah, but I don't even know that post office box. Everything should come to the
right, should come to box 250. I don't know if there's some way to let them know, but I don't know.
Mary, I have a question about the voucher.
Okay.
It was a very cheap one.
What?
We hemmed somebody's pants.
Yeah, we do that. Law enforcement pants.
We hem law enforcement's britches.
And we put on patches. And
we buy police pants for our emergency management guy. Yes. Did you
shorts.
See that?
Shorts.
No, there was
shorts.
Pants this round.
Yeah, there was shorts. Shorts.
Yeah, this round there
shorts
were pants.
Last round.
Shorts last round, pants this round.
Is it here?
Huh?
Or is it here?
Yeah. Stephanie, we're kind of in a crunch to get our bills paid here, so we'll be right with you shortly.
So, Mr. Chairman, we may get a few more bills through the day,
okay,
but this will be the lion's share.
I understand, you know, the theory of uniforms, but why do we have to buy police pants for our
cameras? I mean, shorts,
yeah, and pants, which they can implement.
Well,
I understand.
You know, it's amazing though. There's not a lot of people that sell.
I know, and that is something I recognize that, because when I have my mom on,
if you don't want your deputies rolling their pants up, you pay somebody to
handle it. It's a pickle.
It is a problem nowadays. That's a dying art.
I understand that certain things are required, but I'd like to see the county policy that requires you to wear shorts.
You know, I have a funny one.
I bet there isn't any.
No, but I saw him in them, and his arm was lost, and this was during the work day.
I wonder if I'm buying the flip-flops.
Who goes to work in flip-flops?
We have a sign at the border of our town that says storm ready.
Mm-hmm. I'd say he's out of uniform.
I would too.
I know. I know.
So pull up. Huh?
Well, if we do that to him, we gotta get all of him. What was that, Jim? Pull it.
It's already passed.
Has it?
On our outfit, we have enough crises without having to gin them up.
No doubt about it. We have enough legitimate crises around my place.
I thought I saw Jim missing.
Anybody heard if we've reached high water?
Heard what? You're right.
If we've reached high water.
I haven't heard.
I haven't heard either. I have noticed it drop.
I think we're getting close.
The green looks like we're out.
Yeah.
We're out of water in this court.
Are you really? Oh, for heaven's sake. Okay. But you got enough warm days to raise hay.
Yeah, we've our hay pretty well made right now.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing because
the water is
about it. I mean, their home base is in Iowa Falls.
Nothing going
out of the East Fork?
Yeah.
Oh, how are we doing?
Just the last 3 days, it really went well.
Oh, be darned.
I, okay.
So we're looking for Lower Valley.
LA,
okay.
Please.
Okay. I'm looking for LA.
Are you looking for the pants?
Yeah.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
It's LA police gear.
Now, is that office in LA Barge?
LA Barge.
Yeah.
You know, they are one of the fashion capitals of the
world. That's right.
Did you find it, Mary? You know, if you buy Wranglers four at a time, you can get a pretty good deal.
Last time I looked in a cowboy shop, they still had 1395.
Yep, exactly.
And you can go down to Bumgarner's and there's 35.
I know it.
For the same thing.
Yep, yep.
How much?
The 13 MWZ
and Wranglers. In the 1995 in the
cowboy shop.
That's been for years.
How much are they at Bumgarner's?
$30.
Really? 30, 40, somewhere in the
wow. 15, right?
Did you hold that one out?
That's right.
Or did you put it back?
We'll discuss it.
It's
more.
Okay. I would like to look at it.
Did I sign it?
No.
Mary, just for conversation, I guess.
Why do we have to have tactical
plans? Do you have any estimates on broadband?
I don't know what that is.
Any thoughts there?
Oh, they're the police looking thing.
No, but I'm gonna need you guys to review the second lien.
Yeah.
Part of their uniform?
Yeah, but this is Jim Mitchell.
Oh.
He doesn't have a uniform.
He's not required to wear a uniform, is he?
Well, we can talk to the sheriff a little bit on this one.
What you doing?
And this is what I've said.
We're not having any emergency.
This is what I've said from day one.
I understand.
And it's still, I think it still needs to be on your search and rescue. I think the search and rescue person needs to be the, but anyway, well, okay. That's another discussion.
I didn't hear all that, but I'd like to
go to school and when he goes to work as a deputy or something, if he wants all the in.
Well, there's that.
And then
I mean,
when
they
have
that
an emergency,
too, and he's
he
that
goes
part
to
too. Maybe he works in detention when he's not
yeah,
doing
something
it.
Like that.
He needs to be out of a little hut. He's
something
in.
To justify a full-time position.
Yep.
I mean, you're the closest thing to see what happens.
We have different stands. Our stands are more.
Yeah, mine does not.
No, ours can't do like that.
Yeah.
You gotta slam them.
If you wanna be able to read it.
Or in with a fire. that is.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
This was on top of that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Stand right here and correct the
word. That's right. Get,
get
this stuff paid.
July 1st, Saturday, day.
Oh.
Then come for the 4th. So.
Yeah, two of them.
Two of them.
You know, the most fun I ever had was 2000 New Year. In the South Pole.
Oh.
And then you're in 12 time zones. So you got to have.
12 New Year's.
12 New Year's.
Happy New
Year's. It was a long ride.
Yeah.
I was in Pasadena, California in 2001.
Yeah? Remember that was the big, you know, Y2K scare?
Yeah.
And we're all thinking, well, I guess we're on our own generators down there. Well, maybe.
I did the Chinese New Year on 421 2 Hill Street.
You were doing everything you were supposed to do. We're supposed to be traveling, we're supposed to be big places.
We're supposed to be, that's right.
So we're in Los Angeles.
It was supposed to be a big shutdown.
Yeah, so we flew into Los Angeles.
Were you down there for the Rose Bowl?
Yep, we went for the Rose Bowl parade. Because our kids were in the band.
Oh, in 2000?
2000, yeah.
For heaven's sake.
Went for the parade, didn't go to the football game.
You didn't?
Years ago, sushi walleye cheeks.
Oh, that's good.
And the band's—they're pulling the band together again this year. For I don't know where they're going.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're in PAL practicing right now because they're marching Cody tomorrow.
You know what we were
having? Did they bring that combination home?
No.
2 weeks
ago, Big Fish went back in the lake, but he's got a picture. I told Doc, I says he has a whole. He would be glad to come in and give you a presentation and show you.
PowerPoint presentation on the fishing trip.
Show you the fish. Yes.
Commissioners made all this clear for
this. It's like, oh my God. I've only seen the fish 14,000 times.
I was almost invited, then Dave was reminded that that was budget week, and I got vetoed.
She had to find somewhere. There's a place in
next year.
All around.
They signed up for next year. We got 8 spots on it for next year.
He'll request rabbit, couchy, different things.
Okay, you want to hold?
Yes, I do. I want to hold on to that.
And
one.
I'll
just talk.
Bad boys.
We'll talk a little bit. When we have the sheriff's report.
Can I have time out to run these down the hall?
Yep. Why don't we ask Paul to run that down?
No.
Commissioner Noble, would you mind terribly running this down to the clerk's office?
I would be happy to. You want all of them there, don't you?
Yep, we need them all in there.
This goes with that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Do you want that one, or we can hold it for a while?
We're gonna hold on to it.
I didn't know that. Yeah, that one stuck out to me. There's probably more important ones in there.
Oh, I know.
So you going to the chuck wagon down the road?
Yeah, I think so. And then tomorrow night, to the PTS here, if they might have an agent.
I'm going to hold on to these three because she doesn't have them already anyway.
I'll see you have that. I'm maybe the third line. I'm not sure.
Oh,
okay. I usually try to team up with Pat McIntyre.
Yeah.
We'll wait till Commissioner Noble gets back, and then we'll be ready to roll.
warming the mic up for you now.
If you look over that contract, all we gotta do is approve it here. The contract with Stephanie.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Mary, if it was a state or county issue, do they do it?
They will, yeah.
But that comes out later.
And that's, yeah, I think, a little bit of lead time for her to start her and Shane to get going
to where we can get to. Because we have to get reimbursement.
The grant done by the end of this month.
So we end of July.
Yeah,
yeah.
End of this month, so we can get reimbursed for July.
Yeah, right.
And so basically, we're the fiduciary agent on this now.
Passing through us to them.
And then I'm young few. Well, I'll just. And I think that's one of the most useful things.
And we print it on the website too.
Yeah.
I did get a call from Renee, but it was Monday and I was in Canada, so didn't get a chance to call back in the time in there.
For another day. Or I log websites.
So did you see the text message I sent?
But it's amazing to me the number of people.
My shoulder surgery. Fishing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Down or the fishing
yeah.
Ready.
I did see that, so I'll have to get in touch with
him. Yeah, get in touch with him. You can guide him.
Yeah.
So he knows where he's going.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Raphael. I can think of his name.
I'll have to get back on board with that.
Oh, yeah.
We're guiding him. At Joel's place.
Raphael, where was the
sweetest?
Oh,
I think I'm last year.
Yeah, no worries.
You're thinking about something as the year goes on and you run back and look at that.
And I don't have to even fish. I can be the social director.
No.
Yeah. Make some sandwiches. Salami and cheese.
I think I probably owe you that for taking me that last
What's that?
Year. Being the social director.
Well, you can come along, just play cribbage on the bank.
He did send you pictures
yeah,
of the
I
fish
did.
We got.
I do have that, and I looked at that with a little bit of lamentation when I got to Canada going, we could have caught more in Wyoming.
We slayed them. It was a good day.
How long did this take? The process.
But you knew that before you left.
Sure.
Well,
yeah.
It'd be 2 years in November, actually.
I was doing a favor and a service.
And I, you
and so
committed.
So was Mac.
Yeah.
My duty was a little harder.
Yes, it was.
I ran into Cleef. I was like, when are you going to pay my road? And I said, it just happened.
Really? Outside your house.
Where are they?
In Pavilion. 16.
All right, Stephanie, come on up. We're ready.
Huge one.
While I was gone, my daughter, my granddaughter, killed
so
my seven.
This is my boss, Patricia Arnold.
Hello. I am one of the smart people that decided Stephanie would be perfect for this job.
Excellent.
And, but I'm also the person that you would call if she misbehaves. So.
You're Stephanie's boss.
I am Stephanie's boss.
Okay.
Well, and glad to meet you.
You too.
Now we know who to go to. Though.
Yes, there's my information.
Thank you.
I'm here to meet you and to hear the discussion. I don't know a lot about this myself. It wasn't something that public health nursing had a lot of input into. So we're learning with you about this prevention money.
So, part of the application was to send the draft contract and statement of work to the county attorney's office, so I did that.
Okay.
Matt said that he's fine with it if we're fine with the payment terms. And then I just put, the budget is very generic, but it's kind of, I think, how they want it right now. So the budget is for the 2 years worth of money. So on the like the salary, that's 2 years worth, and the benefits, to you know, and then travel. The only thing that I could really pull out of for to specify is the 1 week at the beginning when for the training, and I'm assuming that's going to be Cheyenne. So that's kind of what I budgeted for, and I budgeted for the person and myself, and then another $5,400 just to give $8,000 total for each year.
Okay.
I budgeted for a laptop and then just a few office supplies since, you know, we have the copier and all that stuff already, the internet and all of that. And then at the bottom, they did recommend $30,000 for technical assistance, but that's for the whole 2 years. So that can be speakers coming in, people coming in to help the coalition, lots of different things. So I just budgeted the $30,000 that they recommend because at this point I don't really know. And then on line F is kind of the rest of our budget. So that's like what's left for programming. So it's $38,745 that will be divided between the 2 years.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
yes,
question
go ahead.
For Stephanie. You would then be advertising for this position, and you would be doing the interviews and hiring somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
good. Yeah, and Mary and I have sent out the advertisement already, and
that's
we've gotten
published.
Some.
Well, we put it out on Pinedale Online as well as on Sublette County Jobs.
Gotcha.
And we're receiving responses.
Okay.
So we and I believe I sent all that stuff to you guys last week, so you see what that looked like.
Yeah.
So we're calling for applications to be in by the 16th of July, and plan to interview shortly after that.
So. Okay. Perfect. Now, is this a state position then?
Mm-hmm. It would really be
county.
Mm-hmm.
It is a county position.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Even though we get the grant.
So the grant will pay for the position, but it's essentially
but it's, it,
a county.
But it is a county position. Okay.
Yep.
County position supervised by our public health nurse.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Got
so
you.
What will we have to do other than being the funding conduit when it comes through the county to you?
Mm-hmm.
But when you say it's an employee of the county, will they be on the county insurance and things
yes.
like that.
Yes.
But
okay.
Their payment will be
through that
this,
grant.
Through the grant.
Through the
so they would just be on our insurance.
Yeah. Right? Go ahead, Commissioner.
Stephanie, what about supervision? Who
that
has a supervisor capacity over this employee?
I do. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Just want
yeah.
to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we want.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, and I know you may not have the answer to this because
mm-hmm.
in following this, this was quite confusing in terms of the technical assistance and whether that was forthcoming or not, it was going to be added. They told you to put it down there. We're still.
Yeah, and I talked to Erica Matthews last week, and she told me that, you know, that I could get assistance for the coalition and people to come in. It's kind of vague. It's,
it is. It is real vague.
So I put the $30,000 because I, you know,
sure.
I just don't know.
Okay.
And she said later money can be moved around, but you don't want to short yourself somewhere.
So to make sure this is being managed through the Department of Health, so as so you have the responsibility of turning in the grant and you are responsible for all the deliverables and reporting and so on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why you have this other person under you. It's the pass-through money from us to you, but that person gets to be a county employee.
Right.
Okay. I thought so. Just
mm-hmm.
want to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. And so there's just a little piece of grant application, and I've just put myself as the supervising person and my office as the, you know, the
now you're
going
to be able to get the help you need in order, because it's your first time at doing this grant? Are you going to have resources to help you as well if needed? I mean, we had talked about drug court, TASI.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes.
That's still.
Yes.
Because the grant has to be, you feel comfortable the grant can get in by the end of July so that we can get compensated for this month.
Mm-hmm.
The grant's done.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
The grant's done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if we approve everything,
okay. So
then I can send the whole application to Erica and
good
we'll
job.
Be in the works.
Good mm-hmm. job. Good.
Okay, so what we need to do is give the go-ahead to send the grant. We need to okay the grant.
We move forward with the grant application that Stephanie's wrote up.
Very good.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we move forward with grant application for the prevention specialist position. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank
get
you.
Her done.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting Stephanie.
Yes. Nice
thank you.
Yeah. 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 Nice
you. Anything you need.
She's got your card.
That's right. We'll
if she misbehaves, you call me. I'm just in Evanston. I'll drive up.
So you know she's very easy to support.
Yes, I know. I was so happy we got it.
Your news is good news.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Sheriff Lear, come on up.
Well, good morning.
How are you?
Sorry, we missed the breakfast this morning.
Yeah, you missed a good job.
Did we?
Yeah.
Shoot, I was disappointed. We were busy moving speed trailers and vehicles. So, yeah. We're just, you know, we are geared up and ready to go for the 4th. We just finalized our plans for rendezvous yesterday. So we're just, you know, we're getting ready for the next 2 weeks, so yeah, I don't have anything to ask or to add really, unless you have
nothing
some questions.
To report.
No.
How are things with search and rescue?
Going really well. Okay. So I think we've got some things remedied and moving forward, clean slate. So
good.
Yeah.
All right. So
yeah,
back in business.
Back in business. Yep.
Okay. Excellent. Mm-hmm. We had just one question on a voucher. Those are some britches for your emergency management guy. Does he need?
Okay.
Does he need tactical britches?
I think that's just the it's a model.
It's not really not a.
It's not
it's
like
not a,
specialized.
No,
it's just a
piece
pair of pants
of equipment
with cargo pockets.
Cargo pockets.
Yeah.
Well, $80 for a pair of pants.
Is he required to have a uniform?
He is not, no.
There's our answer.
So it's $40 a piece.
So were there two on the
yes,
one?
Yeah. $39.99.
Let me see. Yeah. Oh, I see. I got you. So actually, there were three pairs.
Three pairs, yeah. Yeah, there's nothing special about those. I mean, they're similar to these with the cargo pockets.
Okay. All right. I think those were the questions that
okay.
we needed. Just needed you to explain that to us and let us know if he is required to be in a uniform.
And no, he's not required to be in a uniform.
Okay. All right. Any other questions, gentlemen?
Just a comment. One of your 9mm cartridges is at the Winnipeg Airport.
Was it spent or was it live?
It was live.
It was a live round.
When we
okay.
went to the shooting range and it rained, I inadvertently put it in my rain jacket.
Right.
And, my tag in the airport.
Yeah.
Did you walk
it?
Through with it?
I tried to. They opened my bag, kicked everything out, and said, "This is contraband."
Ooh.
And I said, "I don't want it."
Did yeah. they did they offer you a full pat down after that?
Oh, I'd gone through the scanner before. This was in my carry-on luggage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they missed it in Salt Lake, by the way.
Oh, really?
So you made it out of the U.S. You didn't
yeah,
make it back in.
I didn't
in.
Make it into Canada. Yeah.
Oh, that's be darned.
They missed it leaving.
But if they need ballistics, one of yours is there.
Okay. All right. I think we'll just let them have it.
Yes, that's what I told them. That's what I told them.
Good idea. Back. Put it to good use.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Good. Anything else for Sheriff Lear?
Nope.
All right. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Need
a break? Okay. You bet.
That's funny.
Yeah. I really heard that.
Oh, Todd Steele.
Todd Steele. Got into it with the deputies. That one was probably. They will be in the paper. Talk about it then. Did you see Sal?
No.
I saw him at the Williams. His lip was about that big. His eye was about
what happened, yeah.
He was at a motel in Jackson, and a bunch of guys were making noise, so I went out and told him to quiet down. He went back and laid down after he got punched.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He looked terrible.
Who? Who was that?
Is Saul Bencomo.
Saul did?
Yeah. Punched him right out, yeah. And of course, in my own way, I said, did somebody say, shut up and you stand up?
Yeah, right. I heard stand up.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
yeah, you should call a cop when they charge him, right?
I just had it. When I finally figured out I shouldn't have said what I said, I just...
Hate crime.
Yeah. don't even go.
There we go.
Don't even go.
Yeah. All right. Chairman Sherbel, come on up.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Do you want to lead the discussion?
We just signed this lease on the 20th when it was presented to us from our attorney from your attorney. I'm assuming you guys are bringing it up and signing it today. I don't know if it's on your agenda or not. I hope so. But then when I read in the paper all kinds of discussion that didn't seem to be anything in the lease, and so I was just, among other things, curious as to the lease versus the newspaper reporting.
Understand. And after Commissioner Burnett read specifically through the lease, I guess we can see where there might have been a little confusion. So what we need to do is we need to clarify what the motion was. So Commissioner Burnett, if you'd like to take over from there.
Well, the motion that was made at the last commissioner meeting was that the commissioners were willing to give the Rural Healthcare District a 30-day extension in the amount of $10,000. There was nothing in that motion to indicate anything beyond 30 days, and it certainly wasn't included in the motion for it to be a month-to-month lease. And I think that's where the disparity came in the language, because as I read the terms of the lease, it did talk about a 30-day or a month-to-month lease in the amount of $10,000. The only thing we discussed or offered in terms of the motion, and we approved those minutes this morning, was that the motion was made by Commissioner Noble and seconded by Commissioner Bousman to offer a 30-day extension to the healthcare district in the amount of $10,000.
Okay, so Matt, we will need to maybe rework the lease so that it reflects what the motion said.
Well, the lease doesn't need a signature if it's an extension of our existing lease. There's no paperwork or anything needed, is there?
I'm not following you.
We have a 3-year lease. We just ended a 3-year lease. The motion that you just described.
The difference is
the dollar amount. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think there should be a.
Yeah, there's no written agreement between the parties right now. The old lease terminated on June 30th.
Well, no, it was extended.
Extended 1 month in the amount of $10,000.
But there's no lease with the parties' signatures on that document.
Well, if you're
needs to be.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I apologize for my part in the confusion. So
no worries.
Yeah, I was trying to make it easier. And
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. Way to go.
Yeah. So I will rework the lease. I can have it for you if you gentlemen want to sign it later on this afternoon.
We would.
Okay.
So
my apologies.
And I don't know if you would want to hang around so that you can sign the lease or what you would like to do.
Well, I can't sign a lease without my board's approval.
Okay. Well, that's purely up to you. So we'll get it.
Sorry.
We'll sign
it'll expire
it,
June 30th.
And we'll fire it over.
July 31st.
July 31st and $10,000.
Okay.
Okay. So what happens August 1st?
Same process.
Do it over again if necessary, if they haven't made a decision.
If you haven't
well,
made
I'm a little
decision.
Concerned, if I may express some thoughts on this situation. I recognize that you're waiting for an answer from us. We, of course, are looking into it and doing due diligence to make a decision. We all know that no matter what happens, we're going to be needing to continue to use all the facilities as they exist today, essentially, for 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering why we're not able to, and certainly the Marbleton Clinic, an ambulance building, and the residence, mobile home, and the ambulance building in Pinedale are going to be used for a longer period of time. The only question is the Pinedale Clinic itself. And so I'm wondering why we can't get a lease that identifies what's going to happen under the next few years and move forward rather than this month to month.
You know, issue. Perhaps the lease may change if depending on what your decision is. Who knows? So we'd like to have your decision.
Well, we'll work on it. It took you guys 3 years to give us a decision on our request.
Yeah. And you know what? We heard about it every time we met.
I know. So, and we're working as fast as we can. You know, we have a study going. We're working with the town of Pinedale. Yeah. And so as soon as we have the information together that we can make that decision, we'll bring that decision to you. We appreciate your patience in that. And
sounds good.
And the offer that's been made.
You bet.
And so
you're not going to be left homeless.
We appreciate that thought, too.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman,
yep, go ahead.
I would like to say to your comment, Scott, in that 3-year period, I think you have said yourself it's probably a good thing we waited 3 years to give you a decision because a lot's changed in 3 years. You might have regretted the decision you wanted to make 3 years ago.
Right. And I would return that to you that we need the time to make sure that we're also making the right decision now. So.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
One last thing here concerning clinic lighting. Our maintenance people have been in contact with your maintenance people also, and they usually wait till they got a handful of them ready to be replaced before they do.
Yeah, I received a call from Andre, and he told me that. So
and
thank
he's,
you.
For he's got that taken care of for you then.
Good.
He
that.
Will have. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. Very
thank
good.
You.
Thank you. All right, gentlemen. Old business, Commissioner Rawhauser.
You know, I have nothing other than the fairgrounds getting ready for the fair. Busy, busy.
Lots
and
going on.
And the 4th of July rodeo. And
right. Now,
like
did I hear that that's indoor this year?
That's what we've heard.
Well, interesting.
I've been chastised for not being on top of that.
Yeah.
I think it is going to be.
Cool.
In the action area.
Yes.
Pardon? In the Ag Center Arena?
I think it's going to be
awesome. Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Is that all you have?
Yes.
Thank you. Commissioner Noble.
The only thing I have is broadband. There was a conference call, and we rescheduled it, canceled that one and rescheduled it for when Joanne is here. We're going to meet with her in person to go over the
RFIs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I tag on to that as
please
well?
Do.
So they're going to be here next week, and she's planning on, I don't know about this deal with the 11th. We were working on the evening of the, like at 5 o'clock on the 11th.
So in my last conversation with Michael, he was going to try and put that off 1 week so she could sit in front of us and give everybody a group update. And Michael was going to get in touch with you and schedule that.
Yeah.
So they were going to
talking about the 16th and 17th, and I haven't heard anything back yet.
So if you get a minute, will you shoot him an email?
Michael? Well, ball's in his court.
I agree.
He's trying to
and
get
I'll call
on.
Him and tell him to get on it. Because that was the last conversation I had, was Joanne was going to be here, and she wanted to sit in front of us.
But he said chances of 16 and 17th were slim to none.
Yes.
Also.
So maybe their scheduling didn't work out.
Yeah.
I'll get in touch with him and find out and let you know. Other old business is, some time ago I forgot, that Colorado Impact Amendments, I looked into that. They were all just, I wouldn't want to say clerical, but common sense amendments.
Oh, okay.
And they were all information-based. They've already passed.
Oh, okay.
They were just letting us know.
They were just letting us know that they did that. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, thanks for, hound dog.
And they have an annual meeting every year. It's in Las Vegas.
That's right. Yeah.
So,
yep.
That's all I recall.
Dan Budd used to go to that meeting faithfully every year.
And now it is Bolgiano.
Oh, Randy? Oh.
Randy. Bolgiano's in stepped up to that.
Beauty.
Point.
Good. Excellent. Anything further?
Nope.
Commissioner Burnett?
Nothing under.
Oh,
business. I do have a meeting Friday with the Pathfinder Philanthropy Advisors scheduled for 11 o'clock.
Right.
With
that's Friday?
Friday.
Yeah.
11 o'clock.
Okay, good.
Seeking input.
Good. Thank you for volunteering.
You're welcome, boss.
to attend that. Appreciate that. Anything further?
No, sir.
Okay. Commissioner Bowser.
On the 25th, I had a conference call with the Forest Service Deputy Chief, our NACO representatives, Lincoln County, Sublette County were on there, as well as Bailey and Richard Stem. In regards to the roadless rural map, and it appears we have support from the chief's office to take another look at that map as it applies in the Wyoming range and see if we can't, without a rulemaking, redraw the map and eliminate some of that that's been designated roadless that should never have been designated in the first place.
Right.
So we're working on that. We have another, we have support from the supervisor's office too in Jackson. And we got a lot of maps. I just got them yesterday from Mike Oldman, the BT engineer. And a lot of differences in the old original Rare 2 map. It appears there was even another version of maps that withdrew, that designated more area as being roadless during the Niffy Hamilton rain and the BT
rain
that should never have happened.
Right.
So the bottom line, it appears we may be successful in reducing the area that's designated roadless. And
cautious.
I wanted to give a little more explanation because I know Betty's interested in that.
Cautiously optimistic.
Yeah. I attended the BLM Sage Grouse Open House. There was a pretty good turnout. They've been instructed to amend their plan. One of the biggest changes that I saw in it, the table 2 on that required a minimal grass height for grazing. That's been re-explained of where it's pretty plain in there now. If you're meeting the standards and guidelines, which we've always had to meet anyway, no further requirements will be made because of sage grouse.
Okay.
That was critical. Another important change is in regards to compensatory mitigation. They've taken out all the language requiring a net conservation gain. And that's what the secretary was referring to as extortion, to require mitigation beyond the impact being mitigated. And so that's going away.
Okay.
So those are the two things I came up with.
Thank you.
The guidebook, Forest Service guidebook that I'm working on with the chief, we're just near to the point of putting that out to all the counties and WIR for review and further input. But the purpose of it is to give direction to Forest Service employees on how to work with local governments, and gives a more detailed explanation of the requirement for coordination and offering cooperating agency status to counties during the NEPA process, and trying to clear up some confusion with employees, as well as there'll be a section in there that NACO is writing that we're doing to be part of it, that will identify counties' responsibilities. If you want to be a cooperating agency, or if you want to be on the actual ID team, you've got to bring expertise. You can't just say, I'm going to be on the ID team and say, I don't like what you're doing.
Right.
Doesn't work that way.
Right.
The idea is to get to move the decision-making process closer to the local level.
Right.
And we're basically doing the same thing with BLM.
Right. And the idea of being part of an ID team is to bring something to the table.
Absolutely.
To
like
add
we did
to
on, the,
it.
On
exactly.
the Wyoming range yeah. with the socioeconomic analysis.
And not just come with a pushback.
Right,
yeah.
right. That's what it's all about. That's all I have.
Okay.
Commissioner, one little thing. My dad just showed me the 1905 guide, Forest Service guidebook.
Really?
It's this thick.
Really?
I'll be darned.
Yeah, it was the field. Quite a difference now.
Uh-huh.
Only a couple of things just to report real quick. Got a phone call from Alan Houston. Very appreciative. Was just very grateful. Wanted to, for me to express his gratitude to you. We had the discussion on the rocks earlier today. I think we need to make it known that when those rocks come back to Sublette County, that they should be deposited in the county's
coffer,
wherever that is. They don't bring them back and they're there still. They come back and they go to the county's county's pile. Can you do that?
Okay.
Makes sense.
Or they forfeit their.
Or, right, once again, forfeit
there's
their
ore.
Yeah. Forfeit their bond and they're done.
Mm-hmm. Bond and they're out of the program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good. That's all I have then, gentlemen. And I think that is it for the morning. We will adjourn for lunch and reconvene at 1 o'clock.
Sounds good.
Niall, it was way exciting, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, come back. We got more.
So you guys are going to the brewery for lunch?
Yeah, we're going to go to the brew pub for lunch.
You guys mind if I join you there?
You're sure welcome.
Okay.
Yeah.